Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Published Magazine, Global Communities, and Broadcasts, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today, I'm so thrilled because I have one of my favorite people with us, Jackie Lappin. Jackie is the founder of Conscious Media Relations and the acclaimed Personal Development Radio Media Tour, which offers personal growth, self-help, and conscious business authors to an exclusive priority list of 2,000-plus personal development radio shows, seeking compelling guests. Her service has been called awesome and essential for book launches or revitalizing a book's marketing. For 30 years, before launching Conscious Media Relations, Jackie has been a leading media relations expert, serving such world-class clients as the World Poker Tour, where she was instrumental in launching the worldwide poker phenomena. Also, she's done work with Toyota, Upper Deck, the Golf Channel, the LA Marathon, Disney, Seagram's, the list goes on and on. It's just really quite impressive. Jackie is a best-selling author herself with two Amazon bestsellers, The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, a book lauded by such leading notables as Joe Vitale and Mark Victor Hansen, as well as the media and readers worldwide who call the book life-changing, and the new Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires, which has just won both the Pinnacle Award and the Los Angeles Book Festival's Best Spiritual Book Award. Jackie is launching www.lifewisdomnetwork.com, the virtual village that is the marketplace, directory, and information source for the fast-growing, conscious, and transformational world. The site will showcase authors, speakers, coaches, and allow them to market and sell their books, products, events, and speaking. Jackie, welcome. We're so glad to have you with us.
Vicki, I love to always play in your sandbox. We always have so much fun.
That is so true. Well, for people who have not had the extreme pleasure of getting to know you or being aware of you, can you share a little bit about how you realized your passion and purpose in this area?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. My inspiration came initially as an 11-year-old when I took the two things that were important to me at the time, which were the Dodgers and writing. I was pretty good at this skill. And I conceived the idea of becoming a woman sports writer in a time when there were no women sports writers. And that drove me for many years, and I learned to write by reading the Los Angeles Times. I was passionate about my upcoming career as a sports writer. I was consciously creating, which is what my books are all about, this visualization of what my life was going to be like. And sure enough, I was at the Detroit Free Press at 20, and I was at the Associated Press and on the front pages of the LA Times at 21, and at the Washington Post at 22. But that initial passion for writing is really what has been the keynote throughout my entire life. And so, you know, it has been the element that has carried me through, you know, as a journalist and sports writer and as a publicist in my early years, and then my own agency for many years, and now the Conscious Media Relations, which really specializes in this field of mind, body, spirit, and self-help, which is the area that I have a great passion for. And so, essentially, the writing was the thread, but I've always felt that I have been led by a guidance and a factor, which has always said, you know, here is something new. You know, let's follow this direction. And so each time that I've gotten that inspiration and that sense, it's really driven me toward my purpose. And my purpose, essentially, I see myself as a messenger of my message in the world and then a messenger of other people's messages. And that's what Conscious Media Relations and Life Wisdom are both about, helping other people have a bigger platform, a greater megaphone to deliver their messages into the world and change the world. So I know my purpose is to help change the world through being a messenger. So I feel, and that is always inspiring to me, to know that as on many people are still lost, I'm here at this age point in my life, and I know what I'm here to do, and so I can just do it with clarity.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And so, Jackie, how do you help with the clarity that you exhibit and this incredible creative intuition and wisdom to inspire others?
Well, you know, I have spent many, many years wonderfully mentoring other people into the business, and many of them gone off and to succeed or to continue to work with me throughout the years. And I know that I inspire people to be better than they think they can be. And that has been an important part of what I do on a one-on-one basis. But I also believe that the messages that I create into the world, I teach people how to consciously create their lives rather than letting life happen to them. I teach people how to, you know, how to live the principles of law of attraction, conscious creation in their daily lives so that they become better, faster manifestors. Those are, when people hear the simple steps that this requires of them and how they can do it, the light bulb goes on and then they're inspired. And so for me, my books are a very powerful way to continue that inspiration and help people grow into who that they want to be. And so the work that I do, you know, I think inspires people. And then the books that I create inspire people. And then I try to inspire people individually on a one-on-one level to help them reach their full potential and beyond that. So that's, I think, how the most common ways that I think that I actually can foster inspiration in the world and others.
That is so great. So can you share with us maybe some of the tips or the tools or, you know, the top things that you use to become inspired and you teach others in order for them to become inspired?
Well, I think that the first and most important thing is to come into any situation with the willingness to try new things and change. I have multiple times reinvented myself. I invented myself as a mineral seller. I was the leading seller of mineral spheres and natural mineral marbles in the world. I, you know, I was one of the first women sports writers. I'm one of the few pioneering agencies that specialize in this area. Certainly, I was one of the first and the biggest women in the sports PR business for many years. So, you know, always, you know, follow the path that is in your heart as opposed to what the world or the society says that you must do. Open yourself to new ways to present what your skills and what your joy is in the world. And in each time that I've followed my own basis, the things that I've been guided to do, I've been successful. And I think that that is really a very powerful lesson for people. If you follow your own path, you have a far greater chance of success than doing what other people set up for you to do. So, and one of the, you know, the key things are, you know, find where there is a need. Find where there is a distinction that you can serve that not everybody else serves. Or create a positioning for yourself that's unique, that you can inspire others to trust and to place in you their willingness to have you guide them and serve them. And then solve a problem. You know, find out what's needed. See a hole in the world, a void, and solve that problem with what you can and do. And by doing that, you will be inspired and you will inspire others. So that would be the ways that I would, you know, suggest to people. Reinvent yourself. Go for the thing that is within you that drives you. And take from two different elements and add it together and create something unique for you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So, Jackie, you're such an amazing force of energy, and you're so inspirational every time we talk and every time we meet. You just inspire me so greatly. But there must be times when, you know, maybe the creativity is just lagging a little for you. So do you have a suggestion about how to spark that creativity when maybe it at least temporarily doesn't seem to be there?
Well, for me, one of the things is just getting in the shower. I find that water is a wonderfully inducive creative medium. And whether that's walking at the beach or just standing in my pool neck deep and just luxuriating in it or being in the shower, I find that water is a very powerful medium to conduct energy, positive energy. And, you know, for me, the other element is simply opening the gates. You know, just allowing that inspiration to come through me. And I don't sit down and say, I'm going to think this through. I just say, okay, here is what I'm attempting to do. And then the ideas and the thoughts just start to flow. And so it's being open, being conscious of the fact that you have a connection to this inspirational wellspring and allowing it to come forth with you. And that's the most important thing that I think. Those two elements are really critical for my creative process.
Oh, that's such great and important information. And, you know, you've done so many things that are so innovative. I mean, you've mentioned just a few here that, you know, have just blown me away from the standpoint of how you have used your creativity to do something totally new and revolutionary. Tell me, from your perspective, what's the biggest idea that has come from your inspiration for you?
Well, I think that there's two, really. And one is Conscious Media Relations, the PR agency that specializes in this whole genre, because that's where my heart is. I believe that the people in this world are kind and conscious and thoughtful, and they're the ones that are going, and I want to support that in this society and in this world. You know, if mankind is going to survive on this planet, we have to make these changes, and these are the people leading the changes. And so I want us to be a part of that. So we've really focused our agency and our work on that. So that's one. The other is Life Wisdom Network, which we're still unfolding and creating, and that's going to be this beautiful virtual village that is going to unite the entire conscious and transformational world, every resource in one place where people can find it and find it regionally, find it locally, find it globally, so that we can have one big place, a hub, where people can go to find whatever they need. Think of it as a beautiful yellow pages for the mind, body, spirit, conscious, transformational, conscious living world. So those are the two, and I call that one my universal download. You know, I love to tell the story. I over-chocolated myself one night, and I said, okay, God, I'm going to be awake all night. Why don't you give me something useful? And sure enough, this brilliant, beautiful idea just came pouring through. So, you know, I think those are the two most important concepts that I have put forth to date.
Yeah, they're both so important, and the community, I think, is so wonderful, because all the things that you have been able to share with individuals throughout the years that have been so dynamically important, now, you know, a whole community will have advantage of your ideas, as well as a lot of other true visionaries and master thinkers. So I'm so excited about it, really excited. So, you know, Jackie, with everything you do, I know you live in a very inspired world pretty much all the time. But how do you balance that with the real tactical type of stuff that needs to get done in order to make business and life successful?
Well, and that's the blending of the left brain, right brain element. You allow your inspiration to be the first step. You set the goals as the direction that you want to go, ultimately, what is the vision that you have. And then the next thing is simply, what's the plan? How are you going to get there? Now, the key to that plan is not locking it in with such definition that you can't change, but being flexible, being accommodating, see where the energy takes you, see where what guidance you're getting, see who walks into your life, see, you know, and follow where the energy is taking you. So I believe that you have to have one foot in each world, the inspirational world, and then in the practical world in order to make anything work. And that's the key to my Practical Conscious Creation book. You know, it's one thing to talk about, you know, how law of attraction work, and it's another thing to put it into practice day to day to day to day. And that's what we try to do with everything that we do. Okay, now here's where we want to go. We want to rebrand, you know, Conscious Media Relations. Okay, we need to have a new website. We need to be out talking to publishers. We need to talk to individual authors. We need to be where they are. You know, you basically then begin to sit down and figure out what are the plans to get where it is you want to go. But the inspiration is in how you make it appear to the world. What is the branding behind it? What is the image? What is the feeling you want to create? What is the relationship that you want to have with people? And that comes through in the inspiration element of it.
That is so fantastic, Jackie. Thank you so much for sharing that. I was wondering, how do you hope to inspire future generations. And obviously, you're approaching your work, and always have to some extent, but with the community, you're approaching this in a very global manner. How do you hope that the work that you're doing and the wonderful things you're creating have an impact on the world, almost like a legacy, and on future generations? What would that look like?
I love the fact that I have two books in the world and want them to continue to grow in influence. I love the fact that these books are complementary with the other kinds of things that I do, and I believe that they feed each other in that sense. And I think that by trying to work in a consciousness sector where people change the world, that what we do now will help those people change the world for future generations. The more people we bring them in contact with, the more people are going to be change makers themselves as they go forward in the world. So I think it's a very much a chain reaction kind of thing, where we open the door, they step through, they change somebody's life, and then that person changes the next life. And so I see what we're doing here as being the incubator for the ideas and the people who are going to be the next generation of change makers.
So for those that may be a little stuck or just really entering into the desire to have a really inspired life, do you have like a brief exercise or is some word of wisdom that you would share that you found works to get people moving?
Get outdoors. I find that being in nature is a very compelling way to open yourself to the influence of a wider, bigger intelligence than just your own. And I think that being either exercising outdoors, walking outdoors, being in nature somehow. I sit in my backyard. I have a beautiful backyard that has waterfalls. And so I take what I call my sacred Sundays, where I sit out there and enjoy the beauty. And as I do, some of my best ideas come to me.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we were just talking about the fact that we live over half the year in Mexico, and we're right on the ocean, and I find the same thing. Even though we live in a beautiful mountain community, the rest of the time, there's just something about that open expansiveness down, you know, in Mexico, right on the ocean, that is so unbelievable and inspiring. It's just really quite incredible. I couldn't agree with you more. So, Jackie, time just flies by with you. I was wondering, can you share a place where people can go in order to connect with you and get to know the work that you're doing better?
Absolutely. They can come to consciousmediarelations.com, and they can send me an email at jackie@consciousmediarelations.com. They can always join me on my Facebook pages. I have them for my Practical Conscious Creation, myself personally, and for Conscious Media Relations. And then I would invite people to come and check in with me on Life Wisdom Network. We really will love to have people join that community. We're in the process of getting it all started, so before just going to the site, come send me an email, and I'll tell you if we're ready, and if not, I'll add you to the list to be announced when we launch the site. I think it's going to be a wonderful and powerful community that will enable them to grow their business, connect with a customer, client, or student worldwide. So they can contact me at Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations on any of the above, and I would be more than happy to chat with them, or they're looking to reach radio. We have this wonderful radio media tour, so please give me a call.
Fantastic. And I've just been in such anticipation about the opening of your community. So I'm so excited and want to congratulate you on all of the wonderful things you continue to bring to the world that are so unique and so needed, never, never more than now in our world, Jackie. So thank you for being with us today. And thank you so much for sharing so generously of yourself and your wisdom.
It was lovely to be here, Vicki. Thank you for involving me in this wonderful project and being able to tell people, you know, a little bit about the things that have motivated me.
Yeah, and I should mention, too, that Jackie is going to be featured in our latest book in the best-selling series of 5 books. This will be the 6th, Ready, Aim, Inspire with Joe Vitale. So we're so thrilled to have you there, too. Jackie, since we've gone on and I just can't ever quit talking with you, can you share your main website one more time just so that people will have access?
ConsciousMediaRelations.com.
Thank you so much, Jackie. And for anyone out there that would like to learn more about Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.